And now, live from the middle of Robin Hood country, here's Paul B. Edwards with a minor sapling and Tony Hearn with a major oak. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And all the way from London, this is Leapfrog Town. You're listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a track called Seven from a band called Leapfrog Town. Now, you will have noticed in recent weeks, Tony, I've been describing bands in such a way to sum them up, probably taking a little quote from their website or whatever, as a way into the band, as a way for you to know what we're talking about, what they're talking about. Leapfrog Town and Flay, they've got no idea what they are. How are we supposed to have an opinion? The best thing to do is go and have a look at their website, which is
leapfrogtown.com.
It is. It's Tony Wong, Paulie being internet nil. Oh, but if everything was so straightforward. They are one of two bands we've got via Music Clout this week, Tony. You might know that every once in a while I'll get a load of music from Music Clout. Last time there were over 50 songs, and frankly, we're lucky to get eight sometimes.
Yeah,
that we can actually play on the show. They can be from all sorts of genres. I couldn't understand why we got so many until we got this latest lot from Music Clout. And bands, it is a good thing to be on. Go on musicclout.com. You do get picked up. Radio stations do listen to you, and people do listen to the tracks and pick them for their shows. Every once in a while, Music Clout send us, the radio station, in inverted commas, a list of music they think will be suitable to us. They sent me 79 songs to listen to.
Oh, Jesus.
For this show. Two of which we could play on the show.
Right.
But I listened to all 79 and I thought, this is ridiculous. There's normally more than that. We can normally make a show out of it. Got in touch with them. They said, oh, yes, we'll narrow the parameters of blah, 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 of genres and styles and thingamabob and everything else. Basically, they've just been bungers everything.
Right, okay.
So I said, we only want rock, punk, ska, goth. What else do we play?
Garage.
Garage. Emo.
Of course.
No. So anyway, they've narrowed their parameters for us and now we should be able to play. Because the last couple of times I've sent stuff through, we've made a show out of it. It's been great going through stuff. Yeah. And yeah, we'll have that, brilliant. They're all great bands. No, this time, no, not the case. But anyway, Leapfrog Town, very definitely punky radio material. That track's called Seven. They make interesting videos as well. It's really worth looking at their website. There's good stuff on it.
Okay.
Some bands, some people like myself, their websites can be a bit basic, but Leapfrog Town, they've got it licked.
Brilliant.
I'm calling them Leapfrog Town. I mean, I don't know how you pronounce their name. We have name pronunciation issues often on this show. They could be Leapfrog Town.
I don't know. It's not many different ways, is there? Leapfrog Town.
Leapfrog Town could be. They could abbreviate all of it, and it could be Lefugta.
Leapfrogton.
Should we call them Leapfrog Town?
I think so. I think all that's right. Yeah, that makes sense.
All right. I've got a joke. Got a joke for me. Jokes or poems. PaulieB@punkyradio.com. Titling your email Poetry Corner if it's a poem, and Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke. There have been quite a few jokes flying around about the Brexit from Europe this week. Have we asked each other about that, Tony? Should we do Europe later in the show?
Let's do Europe later in the show.
Let's do Europe later in the show, because let's play two songs in a row now, shall we?
Okay.
Stay tuned for Faintest Idea, one of Punky Radio's favourite bands of late, I would argue. They've got with another track off their latest great album. First up, they're a band we haven't played before called Dirt Royal, or are they Dirt Royale? Tony. There's not an E on the end of Royal.
Right.
So Dirt Royal, I think it is.
Gotta be.
Describing themselves, and they can. Pay attention, Leapfrog Town. As British rock and roll all the way from Brighton.
Okay.
I'd actually go British punk rock and roll all the way from Brighton, but that's me. Going to play a track by him right now. What I want to know is, first of all, Tony, what is Dirt Royals or Dirt Royales? If we come out of Europe, the Dirt Royal, I'm telling you that now. What's their website?
Dirtroyal.co.uk.
It is. It's Tony too. Paulie B in the internet now. What a difference a week makes. This is Dr. Weekend, Mr. Week.
seen her, she a push out the bus. Kept down in the gutter, set to the stars. Permanently reaching, never getting too far. Say,
break your voice and scream it.
To your fears, love, that's what you choose to believe.
Trust in the one God's in
that. Now that you're sick, murder, ignorance is at the sea.
Listening to Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Faintest Idea. I wasn't joking. They are one of Punky Radio's favourite bands of late. The latest album, Increasing the Minimum Rage, an absolute cracker of an album. That was a track called Echo Chamber. What is Faintest Idea's Bandcamp page, Tony?
Faintestidea.bandcamp.com.
It only is.
Ooh.
Tony 3, Paulie B on the internet now.
Excellent.
Find out more about that band. They're excellent. I think they're playing Manchester Punk Festival, aren't they, this year? I think I can't remember. They might be. They're just brilliant. Check them out. That's another great song of theirs. And we've managed to not play a song they brought out as a single so far off tracks off that album. That's how good it is. We'll track down the single and play that in a few weeks as well.
Cool.
Have you got any Facebook comments?
I do.
Well, let's kick these doors wide open.
Facebook.
I'll never tire of that.
Nope.
Frankie Boyle.
Yeah, Frankie Boyle. Yes, thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do get in touch. Leave us a comment, get in touch. Give us a like, give us a tickly, subscribey thingy. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. It's that simple. We've got two. Two this week.
Well, that's two more comments than I've had emails from listeners.
Isn't it? Rufus Red's been in touch.
Who has?
Rufus Red.
Hello, Rufus.
And he says, thank you so much for playing Totally Gnarly on your show. Really appreciate the support. Cheers.
Oh, so Rufus is probably in Totally Gnarly then?
Yes.
Interestingly, Rufus means red face.
Does it really?
Yeah, it does. Because that's to do with my medieval history research a couple of years ago for a show that I did at the Edinburgh Fringe. And William the Conqueror's son was called William Rufus, so called because of his red face. So if you call Rufus Red, you call Red Face Red.
Right.
Red Face Red. He's a red guy.
Nice.
Totally gnarly. Oh, yeah.
Jen Glenn Crillon's been in touch.
Oh, who knows?
Is it Jen? Is it Glenn? Don't know.
They don't know.
They don't know.
They're a bit like Leapfrog Town in that respect. If they don't know what they are, how are we supposed to?
Exactly. A very happy belated birthday to Tony. Always remember, B-days are good days for BJs. Jen, Glenn, Glenn, Jen. See, they're just so confused they don't even know themselves.
Yeah, you don't even know which one you're going to get the blowjob of. That's frightening.
Exactly, I don't know. But thank you very much, Jen or Glenn.
It's nice
or Glenn
to
or Jen.
Know that you're happy with anything.
Yeah.
Could be.
I don't know. Hey,
lights will be off.
Exactly. No matter. But that is it for Facebook.
Right, so let's shut those goddamn doors wide shut and all that then.
Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Hey, you know one thing we haven't done this week, Tony?
What's that?
Mild quirkiness.
Oh no, not more mild quirkiness.
Time for track four, Tony. Time for track four. we've played this band before, Tony, all the way from Finland.
Okay.
I don't think we've ever played a band from Finland that just weren't brilliant. And the Finnish music scene and me just get on ever so well. I love it. This is Slap Betty, Tony.
Okay.
We have played a Slap Betty track before a few weeks ago, and they, again, a very entertaining website, very entertaining, because they write very well in English, but it's that classic thing where people from European countries particularly, but when they write things in English, they'll write using English expletives and English swear words and English words that the English maybe wouldn't use in that way, but will be put in there because they're absolutely fine in the nation, of the language of origin of the nation, but in English just sounds ridiculous. And there's a couple of bits in there that are just so funny because they're so completely inappropriate in English these days, but you know they didn't mean what they said by the thing they've written. I'm taking a long way of saying you've got to go to their website, which is
slapbetty.com.
It is.
Is it?
Oh. Only four poorly being internet nil. I love Slap Betty and I love their website. You've got to go there, go and check it out. This is a track. Now, bear in mind that the first track we played this week was called Seven. I've just realised this one's another number. Mm. Stay tuned, Tony. Very different reasons. Should say as well, the first one, Seven's all about fancying a girl when you were seven. This one's about being 27.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Planet Smashers right now. Thanks for doing such a great job of the Benz this week, Tony.
That's okay.
You gay lord. That was a brilliant slap, Betty. Do check out their website, then that insult might make sense. Did you do anything last week?
Not really. I had a birthday, what I talked about last week. No, not really. After that, it was quite quiet. Chilled out. What did you get up to?
I didn't do anything either. Let's talk about the Bleach Boys.
All right.
So the Bleach Boys are playing, and we're doing this ahead of the game here, Tony. I know this isn't technically in gig guide, but there's always a load of reasons to talk about the Bleach Boys.
Okay.
We're doing something this Saturday night, unless you manage to wriggle out of it. In that we are going to see Bleach Boys at the Sumac Centre in Nottingham, which is not far from my house, as part of a gig billed as being. And this is why you've got to go, Tony. It's punk for the homeless.
Okay.
If you don't go and buy a ticket for this, you're letting the homeless down. All of them. Collectively.
Every single one of them?
Every single one of them, yeah. Right. In fact, ones that aren't even homeless yet will fail to benefit from your ticket entry price simply by you not going.
Gosh.
Yeah. Anyway, there's three bands on. The Bleach Boys are headlining. I'm afraid I don't have the information for the other two bands to hand, but I've listened to them online and they do sound good. It does sound like a good gig. I can't find anywhere how much it is, though.
I didn't know it was any...
Or is it you just putting them under your can? Or...
Maybe it's donation. I didn't see it was a donation.
I can't find information about ticket price, which is another reason we should be there early, Tony, because it's bound to be busy, because a lot of people might think it's free.
Right.
They might not. They might all just be able to work around the website in a way that we can't. But anyway, this Saturday at the Sumac Centre, Bleach Boys are playing. Now, the reason that I'm telling you this now is because the next track this week is our From the Vaults, and it's for a Bleach Boys track that I didn't know they'd ever recorded. I'd never found it on anything. It might have been an original B-side to something, but John from the band actually went to the trouble of tracking down the track so that we could play it, because I said it was one of my favourites, because John listens to the show sometimes. Because we'd never played it before, and we'd been through nearly every Bleach Boys song we'd got, and I wanted, and because I'd heard them do it with their new singer, Matt, and this is what, I'm sorry I'm taking so long to get the point here, but their new singer, Matty, absolutely nails Weirdo. He does a really, really brilliant job of it. He and their old singer, Simon, do have a similar voice, but there's some songs that Matty really gets right, and Weirdo's one of them. The song we're playing is Simon singing it. The reason I mention this is we did mention a few weeks ago that Simon Kelly, former lead singer of the Beach Boys, is sadly no longer with us. And there is a celebration of his life at, I think, Club 85, I think, in Itchen. I think it's Club 85. I'll have to check, but it's on April the 1st, April Fool's Day. No better day to celebrate the life of Simon Kelly than April Fool's Day.
Mm.
So that is going on as well. But Bleach Boys, friends of the show since we started. Were they on our first ever show?
I think they were, you know.
They were, weren't they? I think we played. Did we play Fee-Fi-Fo-Fun, I Smell Vaginal Crouton?
Yes, we did.
So anyway. So we've been playing the Bleach Boys on this show for, what, a decade, is it?
Yeah.
Christ.
Nearly 11 years.
Nearly 11, yeah, thank you, Tony. Let's just call it 10 and a half, shall we? What do you mean? July, didn't we?
Yeah.
Right.
It's now February. Technically be 7 months. Close to 11 and 10. I don't want to get all mathematical about rounding up with you, but you know.
Shut up, Tricia.
Gaylord.
Invite you. Quiet. Shh. Mild quirkiness. Right, so anyway, we're going to play them now. We're not putting this in gig guide because we're talking about it now, but they are playing in Nottingham this Saturday at the Sumac Centre, which is on... Is it Granville Street? Street. It starts with G. I think it's Granville Street.
Okay.
It's very near me anyway. Obviously, unless you know where I am, that means nothing to you.
Nope.
But yeah, the Bleach Boys are playing at Sumac, S-U-M-A-C, Sumac Centre, in a gig. I think it's called Punk for the Homeless. It's this Saturday, and hopefully we're both going.
Okay.
If not, I'll tell you about something else that we could go to in Nottingham on Saturday night, which actually sounds like a lot of fun as well. But right now, we're going to play a song. Tony, you're doing well so far. What is the Bleach Boys website?
TheBleachBoys.co.uk.
It's like you've been there before. Tony 5, probably be the internet, Neil. Weirdo!
She called me dirty, she called me strange. I'm a weirdo. Weirdo, weirdo, weirdo. Weirdo, weirdo, weirdo. Weirdo, weirdo, weirdo. Weirdo, weirdo, weirdo. I got a high five, the devil bought it. I got a bridge, and Jesus stole it. Go!
You're listening to Sandwich and Surfers Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Gotta stop saying Gaylord.
You started it.
Yeah, I know, but I've decided I didn't start it. Actually, Slap Betty started it. But I'm not gonna explain why. You've got to go to their website to find out why. But I've decided every time you say it or call me it, I'm gonna say the mild thing.
Right.
Alright.
Well, I was just evening out the things there. One all that was.
Yeah, I know, fair enough. Although, and we did both take each other by surprise.
Mm.
Like a right pair of Gaylords. So, where are we? Right, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Who knows?
Green Door Store. Yeah, so as I mentioned last week, the 12 Bar are no longer there, so don't check it out. It's no longer on Holloway Road. So there's a new, not a new venue, but a different venue in Brighton, which Sussex Saint, I think, told us about.
Yeah.
Called the Green Door Store, on the Trafalgar Arches, directly under Brighton Station, apparently. So must be pretty easy to find.
I'm under pressure here, Tony.
What's that? Oh, right, okay. So, Friday night, this Friday, Femrock. Just going to glance over that. How much do you think that would be? I don't think it's a band. I think it's more probably a club night or some description.
Femrock?
Femrock.
F-E-M?
F-E-M.
So, like,
feminine
girl
rock.
Power, but punk style.
Yeah.
Femrock.
Femrock.
Fiver.
Free entry.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah. Saturday night, Core of Io, Summer, as in S-U-M-E-R, because it will be Summer, and with a double A, these bands these days, and Verona without an E. And Vestures.
Hang on. What's Verona without an E?
V-R-O-N-A.
Verona. Oh, I see. Right, okay. I understand now, sorry.
So it's the night of weird spellings, effectively.
Right.
How much do you think?
I don't like it, Tony.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I don't like it either this weekend. I don't like bad spellings.
I don't like this weekend. I don't think we're doing Brighton anymore.
How much do you think Saturday night?
Fiver.
£4.
They see, that's why I don't like it.
Isn't it? And
got
Monday
it wrong
night.
Twice. I'm really petty.
And Monday night is Aidy Solomon, which I assume is a solo artist, obviously. Monday night could be anything. How much do you think?
£7.
Yeah, it is £7.
Yeah, I know. Because even though we'd cut off, I could still hear you.
Oh, okay.
Like, yes, so we've had to edit that bit. I originally went with £5, and then you said £7, and then I actually got really angry about it because this makes no sense at all that it should be free entry, then £4, then £7. Are they getting more expensive into the week? What's going on with this venue in Brighton? Sussex State has recommended to us. I think we need to look elsewhere for something I can possibly get right from time to time.
People are free to email me if you've got gigs. Tony@punkyradio.com, International Gig Guide. What's the tour by every week? Now, please do email me your gigs so we can try and do something different every week.
There are other gigs in the world.
There are.
We're not reading out someplace in Brighton every week. Sorry, someplace in Brighton. But I'd rather be hearing from Ad Glam every week about sound, food and drink.
I don't know if that's weekly. But yeah, I'll check it out if it is.
But you know what I mean.
I do.
Femrock, Vrona and some bloke for funny amounts of money.
Strange spellings and strange entry fees.
I can't handle it.
Nah.
I can't deal with it, Tony.
Okay, fair enough.
It's not their fault, it's mine, alright?
Alright.
And in this situation, my gaff, my rules. You are now banned for mentioning without clearing it with me in advance.
Blimey.
No, you can't do it like.
No, fair enough. That's it for this though, but did you want to talk about something else?
Oh, yeah. So anyway, Tony, clashing with Punk for the Homeless this week. Saturday night at the Malt Cross on St James's Street, Nottingham, is a thing I've never heard of before. You might have heard of it before. It might be a tradition in Nottingham that I'm only just back into. Bamalama Sing Song.
Right.
Have you heard of Bamalama Sing Song?
No.
Bamalama Sing Song is quite possibly one of the greatest party concepts of all time, Tony. Bamalama Sing Song. Remember the name. Bamalama Sing Song. Say it.
Bamalanga Sing Song.
Bamalama Sing Song.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant. What it is, it's a band, right? And they play, right? But they don't do instrumentals. And they don't have a singer. What they do is they play the song. They play the backing to well-known songs and everyone in the audience has to sing them.
All right.
And it's everything. It rocks out. They put on a thing, there will be Bonnie Tyler. Right. But it just sounds hilarious. It sounds really, really funny because you know that not everyone is going to know the words to every song. So what I envisage happening is every once in a while, there'll just be one table that just know everything. But everyone's singing it. It just sounds brilliant. Is that the kind of thing you could get into?
I don't know.
See, I could massively. That's bad, isn't it? I could massively get into that. Because you just get carried along with it. Because it wouldn't matter what it would.
Right.
I'd pull the plugs out on Snow Patrol.
Exactly. But no one knows it's Snow Patrol anyway, unless you're called Lisa.
Yeah, exactly. So it's going to be old rock classics, isn't it? Mm. I see this kind of thing as very much appealing to the over 30s.
Okay.
Because no one trying to be cool or trying to pull is going to go anywhere near this thing. Are they?
Probably not. No.
Can't be cool, and it's just not on. I've had a look at. There's a meetup group that have said that they're all going to it. 75% female. And there's about 40 of them signed up, nearly all women.
God.
It's going to be women. They're just going to be screaming.
It's going to be like one big hen party.
Spice Girls, Bonnie Tyler. Maybe it's not such a bad idea to go down there. Spice Girls, Bonnie Tyler. What else do women like? That's it, isn't it?
Mamma Mia soundtrack. Shopping.
Mamma Mia soundtrack, yeah.
Don't know.
What other things? Madonna.
Shoes.
Cyndi Lauper.
Dirty Dancing soundtrack, as you probably
mentioned. You see, I was actually trying to stay on female vocalists, but you have just gone straight for the same. What else do women like? Ironing. I think that ought to conclude Tony's International Geek Guide.
Sexist Tony.
That's about the size of it. Right. Yes. Got a great song that we're going to play for you now by a band we've never played before, a band I've never heard of before, a band I've researched, Tony, and this band are unique within the world for being the only United States or certainly West Coast band that write eclectic pop punk songs in French.
Right.
The band are called Tour de France.
Excellent.
Of course they are. Tour de France. The famous Kraftwerk song, as ruined by TV commercials. But actually, you only really want the single version because the full version of Tour de France is very annoying. But anyway, but that's Kraftwerk, not this band. This band are great. This is real sort of quirky pop punk fun, Tony.
Okay.
I can't really describe it any other way. I was enchanted by it the first time I heard it.
Oh, really?
It couldn't be more different than the Bleach Boys' Weirdo, of course a classic in its own right. And it's certainly nothing like the song we'll be playing after it. But what I want to know, Tony, what is Tour de France's website?
TourdeFranceBand.com.
BCTourdeFrance.com. I've got no idea why.
BC?
I do not know what the BC is for. BCTourdeFrance.com. Can't help you with that. Don't know why, but anyway, the point is it's Tony 5, Paul of the Internet 1. And this, mate, we played it a week late as well, really.
Oh, but okay.
This is La Saint-Valentin.
Des fleurs dans les mains des passants, sourire aux lèvres, le cœur battant. Ils marchent vite, sont impatients d'aller fêter le jour des amants. C'est la Saint-Valentin, j'en veux plus, j'en veux plein. On se prend par la main, c'est la Saint-Valentin. C'est la Saint-Valentin, j'en veux plus, j'en veux plein. C'est la Saint-Valentin. Il y a dans l'air une autre odeur, pleine de feu, pleine d'ardeur. Celle de l'amour dans nos deux cœurs. Je t'aime tant que j'en ai peur. C'est la Saint-Valentin, j'en veux plus, j'en veux plein. On se prend par la main, c'est la Saint-Valentin. C'est la Saint-Valentin, j'en veux plus, j'en veux plein. C'est la Saint-Valentin. Demain n'est plus la Saint-Valentin. Demain sera notre matin. Ton corps sera contre le mien. Tous les jours c'est la Saint-Valentin. Demain sera notre matin. Demain sera notre matin. Ton corps sera contre le mien. Demain sera notre matin. Ton corps sera contre le mien. Demain sera notre matin. Demain sera notre matin. Je t'aime tant que j'en ai peur. 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 Demain sera notre matin. Demain, 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 demain sera notre matin.
notre matin. Demain sera notre matin. Demain sera notre matin. Demain.
You're listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bass this week, Tony.
That's okay.
You've just made me aware that our last section was nearly 10 minutes of rubbish chat.
Yes.
So I think we ought to keep it short now.
Okay.
We need to keep the rubbish chat to a minimum.
I do
like that song though, Tony. I really do like it. That's one. That's one for round the ass. When you just round the ass. When you just got stuff on round the ass, that comes and you go, oh, I like this. La Saint Valentin. I'm hoping to get more from them. I might, do you know what? I might go out on my way here and I might get in touch with myself and say, you got any more?
Okay. Yeah, why not?
Because
I think BC stands for, why are you there?
What, sorry?
What the BC stands for.
I will. I'll ask him all sorts of questions, Tony, shall I?
Yeah, please do.
Yeah, I will.
Come pan
because
pass.
I would quite happy have a Tour de France once a month job on here.
All right.
I'd like that.
Hold your hands across the ocean and all that, that's fine.
Well, that's right, hands across the ocean and the whole of the United States, if on the West Coast, and at a time when Britain is trying to leave Europe. And you know what, Tom, we were going to, maybe we'll have to leave it for next week, the European chat.
Right. I don't know. I think it's going to be, well, we probably could have lots of chats between now and the 23rd of June.
Well, we could, yeah. So let's not bother this week.
All right.
All right. Are you doing anything this week?
Nah.
I thought you were going to say, yeah, I'm going to be talking about Europe.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Well, you might be doing something on Saturday.
I might be doing something on Saturday, depending on what we're doing this weekend. Because I'd completely forgotten about the Beach Boys.
You're saying, I'm sorry, Steph, I had already made a concrete arrangement.
Was it concrete?
Yes. I've already made a concrete arrangement, Steph. What with the fact that I've been driving you to Germany and back and all that and doing whatever you want, I'm going out watch punk band. And if she says, but I want to do something on Saturday, Tony, you say, well, you could go to Bamalama Sing Song.
Excellent.
Take this ironing.
There you go. Everyone's so happy.
So what you're doing this weekend is trying to crawl out of what you've accidentally arranged with Steph, because you promised me you'd go out with me and you know that I'll cry.
Yeah, probably.
If you don't come to punk for the homeless with me, and you'll be letting down the homeless. And you've never seen Beach Boys before, and you said you really wanted to.
I do want to see the Beach Boys.
And they're playing in Nottingham, not far from you, and it's around the corner from me, and all that.
In a minute.
Yeah.
I'm going to try. I just don't know. I don't want to sell you 100% if I have forgotten something.
You've let me down before, Tony.
When?
Oh, I don't know, but I'm sure you have.
What are you up to?
Well, the thing is, Tony, that I won't be going to this Beach Boys gig if anything bad should happen to me between Llanelli and Nottingham that day, because I'm doing a gig in Llanelli the night before at an arts centre. I love going to South Wales, absolutely love it. I'm looking forward to that. I've never been to Llanelli before. I'm looking forward to it immensely. I'm staying overnight in, I believe, Swansea, and then I'll be driving back next day. So actually, Tony, anything could happen to me.
Oh, blimey.
It won't, though. I'm going to see the Beach Boys at the CMAX Centre in Punk for the Homeless. Okay. On Saturday night I'm going to walk down from my house.
It's very close.
It is very close. Yeah, I'll definitely be doing that. It's a lot closer than Llanelli, in fact. So that's what I'm doing this week, Tom.
Good.
Hey, I'm going to play two songs in a row now, which will be time for you to check your diary. Stay tuned for Scraper, a band we have played before, and a band not to be confused with the Birmingham 90s hardcore punk band. This is, of course, Scraper, another band from the United States, I think. But anyway, first up, Cult 45, all the way from Cumbria. We did play a Cult 45 song a few weeks ago. They did a benefit song to help everyone involved in the flooding in Carlisle, etc.
Right.
And I do realise that the song I've picked by them this week might not be that appropriate for said sufferers from said flooding. But anyway, things do cease to be newsworthy, don't they? I'm sure it's not all just magically sorted out now.
That is true.
I haven't heard anything about it in a couple of weeks. I know that Carlisle United's ground has had some miracle recovery and it's now a lovely ground again. Brilliant. Don't know how they did that. But we haven't heard a lot, have you, about the flooding there in Yorkshire again, whether it has all been sorted out or not?
Well, I guess this is just down to insurance and rebuilding things now. I don't think it's going to get any worse. Well, yeah, you're right. You don't hear about it.
I'd have liked to have heard more anyway. For I always want to hear more tragedy for longer.
Mm, true.
Yeah, and I don't mean that because I get some kick out of the tragedy. I just think that things should not be forgotten about as soon as something else happens.
They do tend to do that.
Yeah, and there was me saying this bit would be short.
In it.
Right, two songs in a row. We've already been through both of them. First up, Colt 45. Tony, what is Colt 45's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Colt45Band.
Facebook.com/ We Are Colt 45, and it's the numeric 45. Pull you in set 2, Tony 5. All hell broke loose.
Blowjo.
Yeah.
You're listening to Guala Bats Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a Scraper and a track called Rodent, all the way from San Francisco, Tony. What is Scraper's Bandcamp page?
Scraper.bandcamp.com?
Scraperband.bandcamp.com. Probably be in set 3, Tony 5. Oh, if we were only playing 11 songs this week, I could beat you. I like that. They came via... Oh, it sounds bad, doesn't it? They came via Stubbly Records. I have just received 2 CDs through the post from Stubbly Records European division that came to the wrong address.
Okay.
Stubbly in the US sent me things electronically. Stubbly in Europe seemed to send me things a couple of weeks after physically, which I love getting. But I have been in touch to say that we've got a new website. Sorry, I have a new address. I will have to do it again. But anyway, that doesn't matter to you lot listening. You don't give a crap. Point is, great band, aren't they, Tony?
Yes, they are.
They are indeed. Now I'm confused. Have I asked you their website yet?
The Scraper Band, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit all over the place. Once we reach the end of the show, Tony, I don't know whether my brain starts to shut down a bit or whether I just start losing the will to live.
There's also this, is the, you know, because we're all recording at 4 o'clock, it's light, it's getting lighter. And I still think the light affects Punky.
Do you think we're just better in the dark?
Yeah. Because we've been doing it at 4 o'clock a couple of times, but it's been dark. And now it's
bright. Yeah.
It's not right. Bright, not right.
Well, Tone, you know, the thing is, it's kind of more you that doesn't want to make it at 7 o'clock, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Right. Yeah. You've got decisions to make, haven't you?
Yes. See, it's a very long day in front of the computer. A Punky day goes from 8 a.m. till 10 p.m.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So that's why I do it a bit earlier. Well, I don't know. It is strange.
Well, no, I'm not going to say anything. All except right. That, have you got a twat?
No.
Right, tell everyone off and we'll move on.
Yeah, bad Punky listeners. Bad Punky listeners. Bad. Yes, I do need your twats. Otherwise, we can't do the feature. And we like doing the feature. So, therefore,
do.
You must give us twats. I need the twats name.
And now that I've just wound up Sussex Saint by saying we're not going to talk about Brighton anymore because he can't sort himself out.
We'll see.
You'll see.
Twat's name, where are they from, and the reason. Email me, tony@punkyradio.com. All twats received with thanks. Every email reply to. Get them in now. Thank you very much.
Every email reply to. It doesn't take long. All right, yeah, well done. Come on, let's just play the last song.
Okay.
So this is our second band from Music Clout. 2 out of 79. That is not a good return, but it will improve, I'm sure. All the way from Minneapolis, Tony. I've never been to Minneapolis. Have you been to Minneapolis?
Nope.
Shall we go to Minneapolis? On Saturday. I'd like to go to Minneapolis, but I'd like to do a tour of the whole of the Northwest. Of the US, obviously.
Mm.
No point trying to tour the Northwest of England. It might still be flooded. No one's told us different.
We don't know.
I know. Bank of the Modern Era, Tony. What is their website?
TheModernEra.com?
No, TheModernEraMusic.com. Paulie Bean's Net 4, Tony 5. What a comeback.
Mm.
What a comeback. Close.
Wasn't enough, though.
It wasn't enough, Tony. You're right. No. It wasn't. I'm still a massive loser. Anyway, are you sure?
Getting in, seeing the worst in the bridges we build.
That's about the size of it. You had a good time, Tony?
I have.
It's been all right, hasn't it? I'm sorry that the shows have been creeping a little bit further longer and all that in length recently. Hopefully we've managed to trim this down a bit. We do try and keep the show under an hour long. We do appreciate you've all got busy lives, but sometimes I just get gassing.
Yeah, it just depends what we've got to talk about each week.
It does indeed. Tony, maybe you could just mention the internet stations that so lovingly carry the show.
Yeah, we are on Padunk. We can find Padunk Radio, podunkradio.com. We're on Radio Andra, which is Radio Andra, andra.se, and we're on TBFM. You can find them, tbfmonline.co.uk.
And TBFM stands for Tuberculosis Fucking Magic.
Yeah.
As far as I know. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog! Apoog!